Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm Mandy B, and I am joined by...
Whoa, close your mouth.
I'm trying to... Bro, you don't like my intro yet. We're four years in and you still don't like any intro I've ever done.
What is my favorite intro that Mandy's done? I'm trying to think.
When I was quiet and you introed, maybe.
No, I like when you intro the show.
How do I intro? Which one do you like? Because the last
I hate time, when you do your weird French accent that's not
horrible.
I love that one. I hate that one. The moaning was really fun.
Horrible.
Whatever episode when you had the purple outfit. This is why advertisers have an issue with us. No, like, this is it. We had our iHeart strategy call and they were like, you're like our top listen to show and we're still trying to figure out why people have an issue. Mind you, I just want to give a shout out. Shout out to Dolly, who is the president of the Black Effect Network, who we had one. Shout out to Maddie, who was the only white woman.
Shout out to Jawara.
That's right.
Ihaku. Shout out to all of the black women on Black Effect.
But
at least they work with us. I know there's a whole lot more of y'all.
On our strategy call, there was only women. There was one white woman. Shout out to Maddie. And I just love how Dolly did not give a fuck that Maddie was on the call. Because I was embarrassed. But you know your coworkers. You know you got a cool white coworker. I was like, yeah, I just can't understand how these people get ads. We don't. Oh, we know why. And the shit is bullshit. So we're working on it. And Maddie jumps in. Yeah, we're talking to them right now because it just doesn't make sense. And Dolly's
Maddie
like,
did
because the shit is
like
crazy
that.
With her Dreamville shirt on in the middle of the fucking strategy call.
Shout out to Dolly.
So we're happy for our team. Thank
you,
Uncle Charlotte.
Also, shout out. You guys see, we have been mixing and blending it up with a lot of solo episodes with Weezy and I, specifically because we want to get back to the core of Horrible Decisions. And it's talking about kink and the lifestyle and the space and normalizing things. I'm super excited for the guests that we have today. Yeah. I feel like we friends. Kind of. We became friends.
We all know each other differently. Let me do a very shameless plug. Tonight, 11 p.m., Sex Sells on Fuse is actually how I know our guests. So
do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Only because being in the lifestyle, I don't know what nicknames, what you want to go by. I also just know y'all, but I don't think we ever even be like, hey, I call him the plug and this is the greeter. So, so if you guys want to introduce yourselves and then we'll get into also how Weezy and I know the two of you.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Yeah. My name is D, but I also go by Mr. D because I'm a professional dominatrix.
Yes.
Okay. I go by the Man Slithers.
Man Slithers?
Yeah. The Man Slithers.
The Man Slithers.
Like Mark Jackson when he's like, there go that man. Right when Mark Jackson's like, there goes that man. And like, there's that bad man. The man and the way I move.
Mr. D-Man. That's what we gonna call you. So you guys are a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long have you guys been together?
Check my question. 5 years.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. When did you guys realize that you were like, oh, we nasty. We got to go to the club together.
Real early on.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
You guys didn't meet in the club, did you?
No, we didn't meet at the club. No, great story. So I'm a lifestyle dom and an old boyfriend of mine. We were in a female-led relationship.
A
female-led relationship.
Okay, female-led. So we don't be knowing all these words. What does that mean?
So a female-led relationship, I mean, there's all different types of nuances and dynamics within it. But a female-led relationship is basically a relationship where the female makes most of the decisions. Where,
ooh, bitch, I want one of them.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
And my boyfriend at that time also happened to be a cuck. And a cuck is a guy whose partner sleeps with other people.
And, in front of them.
Yeah. In front of them, not in front of them. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't have to be in front of them. Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be. So I tasked him to find me a bull, and a bull is the man that the woman sleeps with. And so he found Slithers. And
it was that good? You left him in?
Wait, so he just stole you from your ex?
No. So
that's what it's giving.
I mean, it's not intentional. I mean, it's really not intentional.
Yeah.
I mean, but shit happens.
Yeah.
He says shit happens.
So you were the bull. And then how did it grow into romance?
So we played together, and then the guy and I actually broke up. So when we broke up, actually he called me that day that we broke up, and I remember this, like, I'm like on the train, I'm on the platform, and like tears are coming up because it's so fresh. And I was like, I don't know if you want to still continue seeing each other because the dynamic's no longer there. And he goes, well, why don't we just continue to hang out and see where it goes? And I was like, okay, cool. And then that was it. That's how it happened.
Oh,
and we've been together since.
Can you imagine if, like, not the same, but let's just say you just had a threesome. Hypothetical, you had a threesome, and then you broke up with him, and then he started fucking the other girl, and then he ends up with the other girl, and now they're on Horrible Decisions.
Now I gotta kill both of them. I ain't gonna.
I never thought of it like that. I'd be like,
really? So I was trying to spice our shit up,
and now y'all done fell in love. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, those are some things that, I mean, you have to consider, and we're definitely going to get into different things of the lifestyle, but also in introducing the two of you, Weezy met you guys recently shooting her show Sex Sells for Fuse.
So I want to elaborate on that.
Yeah.
So when we were shooting Sex Sells, there is an episode where we go to NSFW. You guys have heard from Daniel Saint, and I don't know when this will air. Hopefully it's tonight. But in the episode, Daniel had only talked to Fuse. Everybody's just busy. Even though I know him, he did most of that connection. And Fuse basically was like, Daniel already has people that he knows that have to be there.
100%.
That he wants you to talk to, blah, blah, blah. So when I walk in, you know how people have a presence to where you already know? So I was supposed to like interview couples and stuff. But I really wanted to interview people that looked like they shouldn't be there. No shade. So I walk in, the cameraman, I don't even know if he asked you at this point. He just is drawn to D, and it was Josh. Shout out to Josh. He just starts filming her getting ready. And she looked so beautiful. It was like a great mirror shot. Like, and but everybody had pre-consent. They knew they were gonna be filmed. So it wasn't like, you know, anyone got shot there. Like, people that went to the event that night knew. Mm-hmm. And then when I walk in, I see D's man. That's my name for him.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Please, I like that. Please. D's man.
Daniel's like, oh, for your first interview, he'll be perfect. I was like, no, they know what they're doing. I need somebody that just like, nah. And it was not giving that. He walked right up to me and was like, yeah, do you want to smoke? Do you want this? Do you want that? And then Mandy tells me we have a guest coming on that's the plug at the sex club. And when I saw who it was, I was like, oh, the one who immediately offered me drugs, which I love.
So literally, y'all know, I've been talking about how my partner and I mean, shit, for the last year, we go probably at least twice a month. Like, I feel like I see y'all a lot. But me and my partner go to the sex club often. And the joke was him calling him the plug and her the greeter is because I feel like D is always somehow one of the first people I see when I get there. And she's always dressed. I come dressed normally regular to the club, either a dress or a two-piece outfit. No, D always has some sort of lace or bondage or garters.
Excuse me,
or
do you
thigh
work here?
No, seriously. No, D always has just a very, or sometimes nothing. Honestly, depending how active she's been by the time we get there, she may just have her titties.
Now,
just
you do hey. Need to watch this episode on YouTube.
I will
everybody.
Say like probably 80% of the time I'm usually naked running around.
Running around. Now you're wearing Ann Taylor. And I am like,
I'm not gonna lie, I literally said before we started filming, this is probably the first time I've seen you fully dressed or in clothes at all. Like, I feel like I know D more naked than in clothes.
If you guys watch Sex Sells, when you watch it, I don't know if Fuse will make it part of the clip because it was just so salacious. D is electrocuting a person, they, them, I'm not sure.
Her.
Yeah. Her on a bed. And I remember, so basically when you're filming, right, in a space like this, there's music going. So there's only one sound person that can hear my mic. Nobody else can hear what I'm saying. And basically they instructed me, because you're just watching a camera follow through the sex club, they're telling me to speak about what I'm seeing. And I look at D, and immediately I said, it's electric.
Bro, because you're childish.
Bro, the fucking boom mic almost dropped because he's laughing. I didn't know what else to say because I just was not ready. First of all, like, I said hi to her, and it wasn't like she was rude, but she was just like, you know, people are very serious when they're in their role. They can't, they don't get too friendly and sweet and bubbly. Like, they're just really in their mode. And then the next time I see her, she was electrocuting somebody. I was like, oh my God.
So I'm going to call you Mistress D when I ask you this, because I wanted to know if possibly you were the woman. The very first time I went to NSFW with my partner, we got there really early, like 10. And this was during COVID, where maybe he limited it to like 10 or 15 people. Mm-hmm. This was back when it was really, really intimate. And my first experience there with my partner, we walk in, he was still doing a live cam show, but the live cam show was a woman that I don't remember if it was you, but had a strap on with a cross dresser.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you, right?
That was me. I was fucking.
You were fucking a cross dresser. It was a white guy, but he had heels on and lace and garters. And what's crazy was
I remember you told the story.
I told the story and I said, mind you, me and my partner at the time, maybe 2 months fresh.
Oh.
And I was going to actually take him to Caligula after, because I just knew Caligula. Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, me and him have never made it there, because when we went to this space, not only is Daniel so welcoming, but we did talk to you after.
Yeah.
And I was so scared that that was going to completely scare him away to see that type of kink.
Oh,
it was pegging.
Yeah.
You were pegging. I'm known as fucking Peg the Stallion. And I'm like, this nigga think I'm about to send him a sign. You got to run. Because I had no idea that that's what was going on. So we walk in and you're super dressed in your latex. And I was like, oh my God, girl, nice outfit.
Why do you think that Daniel uses you guys as the... You said use the word greeter, but like...
Think he uses them.
No. I don't mean it like that, but... If I have a party and someone looks nervous at the party, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, you gotta meet Mandy.
I want them to be there. I also real quick want to get into Mr. Slithers, because I didn't get into it. The reason he's called the plug, maybe my second or by the second time I met him, he came up, introduced, just was really, I love what you do. Just know that, by the way, if you need anything, I got you. And my man wanted to smoke. I said, you said if I needed anything, you got. And he's like, you know what? It's on me, on the house. Here you go. Enjoy. And from there, anyone I've brought in, he's always been like, what's up? Are y'all good? Everything's good. From drinks, we sat and chatted.
Come on, welcome wagon.
You know, but he's just always.
I love being that person.
And him, I don't think I've ever even seen you in action, which is why I said I've seen you in action often. But he's always just around. But someone that still talks to everyone, whether they're intimate or not, and just... Mm-hmm. Still makes everyone comfortable.
Because we forget sometimes that in a sex club, you can just speak.
You can
sure.
And people are very nervous. Like, oh my God, they want to fuck me. Da, da, da. And like, you look like you'd be fucking. Like I said.
I mean.
Thank you.
You look like a fucking.
He looked like he'd be fucking, but I think he'd just be there to
like,
watch her.
I'm going to be real. Yeah. If a dude came up to me at a bar that looked like you, I'd be like, oh my God. I have a boyfriend. I feel like he would take me in the bathroom. People have a look. Am I right?
I mean, I like to sexualize myself. So like. At any moment, I mean, I'm trying to, if it's the shoelaces on the way I tie my shoelaces to what I put on to like, that's like how I intimate, like, and my whole thing is to deliver my sex. That's what I was born as. That's what I want to deliver at the end.
Deliver my sex.
You know what I mean? So like,
did y'all catch that?
I mean,
he said deliver my sex.
I mean, my point
sex.
Is to like show that sex has intelligence, right? Like from the beginning to the end, what you like, what drives you, what pleasures you. Is what moves you to the next thing, right? Like you with that, you put that on because it makes you feel a certain way.
That's I mean, it's just sex. Adidas, nigga. It just don't make me feel like that. Like,
but in a comfort way, but you want to feel cute though, right?
Facts. Right? Oh, you said
so,
it's cute.
Exactly, right? But like you want the extreme of that cuteness so that you can feel like I'm doing something, right?
Right.
So that's you sexualizing yourself in this area, right? And for me, I just want to hone what I am and how I feel. So I'm going to give you my feeling when I'm having sex with you. I want to give you my feeling when you're looking at me. I want to give you my feeling when I'm talking to you. And so like, you know what you're getting when you're fucking with me, because I'm going to fuck. Like, it's a decision. You're making a decision.
Oh, shit. All right.
I have a question for you about just sexualizing yourself. I want to get into your ethnicities because I think we've only had in 4 years, maybe one or two Asian women on. And I want to talk about maybe fetishization. Like, have you... You like sexualizing yourself. We do too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
But like, has there been a point where you felt like for either of you, maybe that's happened and it was a little too much?
And also, can you share for the people that may not be watching on YouTube, can you share your ethnicities?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm Vietnamese completely.
I am traditional black, meaning like my parents are both black, period.
And
period poop.
Yeah, there's no extra, nothing else like that.
It's okay, because I know you probably get the same thing like, Well, your hair is curlier. You're light skinned, so you got to be mixed with something.
He said traditional black.
Well, welcome to blackness. Like if you don't understand blackness, if you don't know your history or whatever, or you just don't know anything outside of what your parameters show, then that's your fault. Yeah. It has nothing to do with me. Right. Like my situation is I'm a country kid from a regular black background with who grew up with eloquence. And that's it.
Not eloquence. You know, that's eloquence. My word. You know what I mean? Now, so like, black and Asian couple, like, have you guys tell us about it, maybe a situation in where, because I'm really curious, especially with you, because dominance, there is a stereotype with Asian women being super
submissive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is so different.
He's like, nah.
He's like, nah.
I wipe my eyes for those who believe that shit. Let me go ahead and wipe the tears for y'all.
Could you speak to that though? Maybe the what would it be called, bitch?
No, I mean Asian women are fetishized. And when I became a professional dominatrix, that was something that I had to really be comfortable with. And if someone wants to pay me for my look, they're paying me for my look. And I was like, I had to make peace with that. And I did. And it's fine.
Which was more like race play. Right? Like,
I don't do race play.
Race play is using like the words and making it about her. Right. Like, opposed to like this Asian girl's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they like me because of my look.
Okay.
Perfect. Fine. I'm okay with that. Outside of, my work, there has been an instance where a person I had met at a sex party, and he told me that he has a fetish for Asian women. And I didn't know about this at the party. I played with him. He was fine. He asked for my number. I was like, okay. He's like, can we go out and get a coffee? I was like, yeah, he seemed pretty fine. And I was like, sure, I'll go out and have a coffee with you. Not a problem. And then when we were out, he kept on saying, oh, I met this woman and, she's Asian. So of course I like her. So at one point I said, so you only like Asian women because they're Asian, not because of their person. I was like, I like you because of your person. And I was like, and I don't like you because you like me because I'm Asian.
How fucking, he said it in front of you.
He said that in front of me. And I responded back like that. And then he just kind of like was like, oh, okay. And then after that, he continued to try to talk to me. And I was like, no, I'm not interested. I'm not.
I want to ask you as a black man, because there's a lot of not only stigma with interracial dating, of course, specifically when it pertains to black men dating outside of their race. Have you had any pushback from choosing to be with an Asian woman for the last 5 years?
Let me make this very clear. I absolutely love black women. Like, absolutely. Like,
right.
I don't hold that in our household. I don't cuff that. I don't change it because she's Asian.
Okay.
Like, she happens to be the person that's best suited for me. Like, other than that, but like, if I was to choose like off the cuff, like, oh, I'm going to do something off like a rack, it's going to be a black woman.
She supersedes
that shit.
But I love that.
I don't think I've ever heard somebody say that comfortably in front of their partner. And
oh yeah. I mean, absolutely. Like,
he's like, but she is still,
she supersedes all that. Person. Right. Like, so I love like, that. I can't do anything about like who we I love. Right. But like, if I'm checking for somebody, it's going to be somebody black. Like it's no topping it.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been comfortable to say that around white guys that I fell in love with. Even though,
really?
Yeah, I mean, like,
no, not wait, never I, like that.
You've yeah. never been able to,
even though it was true. I did love that person, and I wanted them to know that. But I thought me saying that would completely make them uncomfortable.
And well, then I want to ask you, Dee, is that a conversation that y'all have had, and how do you feel about?
No, he loves me for me,
which right. is what you said. That's why the problem was right. with the other guy. Like, I don't need you to like me because of my race,
right?
At all. Okay, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I love him because he has such strong values and morals, and he has high standards, and he stands by them, and that is something that I really admire about him, and I'm comfortable.
You know why? Him. It's because you ain't white. I'll be real with you. I really believe.
Wait, what do you mean?
So in my opinion, some people don't believe it. They think it's trivial.
Are the white women about to be mad?
Hear me out. I don't care.
Don't be talking about my mama.
I genuinely believe people of color have a different understanding and allegiance to other minorities. And I think you can be that comfortable. And obviously, I don't know you that well, but I'm just saying, I think it's a lot easier and acceptable because you both are minorities, right? So you get it okay. to some degree. Not for the sure. Black woman struggle, but I think a white girl hearing that, I don't know if they could take that.
Just say we don't like crackers around here.
I did not say that.
Sorry, that's what I heard. Eden, did you hear something similar?
Why would I feel uncomfortable saying that in front of a white guy, but I probably wouldn't a Latino dude or an Asian dude, I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's the white guy thing. It probably makes me feel like...
But, I mean, I don't know the interaction. I've never been with white dicks, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I did want to get into exploring swinger terms and lingo with the two of you.
Sure.
Because you introduced already bull, which... A bull is how he came in and your partner watched, but he then took charge in the bedroom, right?
He didn't take charge in the bedroom.
But look, he actually would beg to differ.
I'm just messing up.
Okay, but a bull then, because you introduced that. Mm. If you are searching for a bull, what does that mean?
So a bull is the person that the woman has like extramarital relationships with outside of her primary.
Yeah. Another one, I do want to say that I got this from playfullifestyle.com. So if you guys want to look at the full list, it'll be in the description of this episode. The other one, and I want to ask if you guys have, is a hall pass. A hall pass is a permission for a partner to have sex with another without the presence of his or her partner. Is that something that's granted?
I mean, we do have that, but I don't call it a hall pass.
What do you call it?
I just call him fucking around.
I mean, okay, so let's speak to that. Neither one of us wants to hinder the other person's joy.
Mm.
Right? So like, I'm here to protect your pleasure and never hinder your joy.
Compersion, I believe that's called.
It's a form of that. For me, I want the woman that I'm with to be free. Like, and I mean, talking about wild as fuck, like, and refined. So,
why do you think that is? You think it's because you're a giver? Do you genuinely feel the joy?
You know, I just talked about this on Patreon, actually. I feel you, and I want to hear this.
I personally don't like when women are cowering because of fear of like what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I like intensity personally. So if the intensity is going to be high, then she needs to be able to be high. You know what I mean? Like she needs to be able to be connected to the space and feel free that she can run around and do whatever she wants. That's why I go to sex clubs, because it's much more of an enlightened view of life than it is like in the regular club or like, you know, it's silly to believe like you can actually talk to somebody eye to eye in a sex club and they'd be completely naked. Right.
Yeah, like, but it happens.
It's not that it happens. It happens more often than not. Like, and you're not even having sex with them. You're not like, you're not focused on their breast or their, or pussy or ass or nothing. Like, you're focused on them because sex is already on the table.
Do you ever have like conversations with friends or even men that ask you, even in the sex club, like people believe, I don't, I mean, we're all super open here, but people think like, maybe you don't love someone that much if you can let them do this, or how do you love someone so much and you can watch them with someone else? Like, yeah, what's your answer with those?
I mean,
I'm a huge voyeur. So for me, I love watching people have sex. You know, it's live porn. It's great. And that's why I go to the sex clubs. I actually think us fucking other people enhances our relationship and deepens it.
Isn't that crazy how that works? I said I love you for my first time to Old Bay in a threesome.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I interviewed the girl with her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
On a Patreon episode. It's crazy. But it's true. Like, you realize, like, oh my God, I love doing this with you, having this openness with you.
Yeah.
When did you guys fall in love? Was it at the sex club?
No. I told him when I first met him, because we met before we engaged. And the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, my pussy popped when I saw him.
No,
my pussy popped.
Did I say all to that?
You are sick, bitch. You made it seem like, oh my God, that was so romantic.
But like, I get those things.
Another term that I wanted to talk to you guys about and see if you had any familiarity with is reconnection sex.
Mm-hmm.
So reconnection sex, for those of you who are curious, is sex with your partner after a lifestyle encounter with others. Sometimes it occurs immediately after you are out of the presence of the others. Sometimes it is delayed until the next day or so. This is sometimes referred to as reclamation sex, in that you are reclaiming your partner as your own. However, since this term might be understood as ownership in some sense of your partner, most swingers prefer the term is reconnection sex. Is this something that you guys see as to be important after a night at the sex club? Or do you make sure you end the night with each other? Is there any rules to that, or with threesomes? How is reconnection sex with you guys?
Go ahead.
I don't know if I would call it reconnection. I mean, we recap the night immediately when we start walking out the door.
It's fun.
We're automatically having a conversation. Like, what you do? Like, it could be after the moment happens. As soon as they walk away, we're like, yo, what happened? You see that happened? Like, we flip that. You know, like, we just start going in like little kids. Like, oh, show me, tell me what, how you feel. Like, show me yours. I'll show you my situation, or tell you like how I feel about the situation. Or like, for me, I always want her to have like the most intense time, like, because I sometimes even push it on her, like, oh please, like, yeah, I do.
That's top. What I'm about like, to say. Yeah, like, I, yeah, like, I feel like I right see there. You in action all the yeah. time. I don't really see him in action.
I'm like, yeah, oh, that is hot right there. Yeah. 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 Hot. Like, you can do this. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you have sex at the sex club or just
yeah.
don't?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is the most amount of partners you have had at one night in a sex club?
I would say 3. Yeah.
Okay.
3 or 4, I think. Four.
Yeah. What's your ideal night together? Because we were talking about the term with you guys cuck a lot today, and you already telling us about how you want to have a good time. But like, yeah. do you enjoy threesomes, MMF? Like, or is your ideal thing you watching? For both of you, if it's a different answer, I'd like to know too.
I mean, honestly, I'm probably the one participating much more than her.
Okay.
Like, what you've seen, like, probably is not like actually the true situation. Like, I'm probably the one. She loves to watch more than anything, like more than me. I mean, I love to watch while doing, participating. So pleasing is where I am. You know, like, I love to pleasure. So, and she likes to watch me do that.
Tuck your teeth. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into our vanilla shit.
I was going to say, so your ideal night at a sex club together is not fucking each other.
We fuck each other all the time.
Yeah.
I know. That's right. That's like me. I told you I don't be wanting dick. I'd be like, go.
But you fuck your man at the sex club.
I mean, we do.
We fuck each other at the sex club. I mean, yeah, we usually do. People who like get it started. Like,
I would like to proclaim that title. I feel like me and my man, depending how early we get there, we be the first ones active.
No. Maybe you were the first ones active when you got there. Like, we were probably already playing and have stopped.
Okay, like,
we
were, like, my bad.
He's like, we're stuff. Veterans. Like, you no, just met Bendis.
Let me tell you. There was another party going on, like a rave one time upstairs. And I guess Daniel was doing like a tour to the people of the sex club. And bitch, I was putting on a show. I was just sucking my nigga dick while he was giving a tour. Yeah. And I was like,
hey, you're better than me.
This is what we do.
He said, no, you're better, I mean, than me.
What was crazy?
I just do the weed thing.
Well, when I go to the sex club, I feel like we do our intro. We say hi to everyone because now there's regulars. We're kind of regulars. Like, my man be in there dapping niggas up. I'd be like, yeah. All right, calm down.
He's cool as fuck.
Yeah, he cool,
I really
right?
Like him.
He
yeah.
cool. So we'll have our drink, and then we get into, within the hour, we're in our own world. Mm-hmm. And I know you get into your own world, and that leads us to our vanilla shit. This comes from Vice. And really, it's an article on the beginner's guide to sex clubs. Mm. Now, we've had a ton of conversations about sex clubs, but I want you guys to say, or you guys to give some advice on what you should do and things to think about before you get to the sex club. So whether it's a conversation with your partner, how you come prepared, the things that should be in your purse, before you're even at the sex club, what inhibitions and things should you have in mind?
Should I answer this?
You should. No, because we have a laundry list of things of, you know, and we're
preparation.
Like, yeah, preparation. Oh. Yeah, we call ourselves a couple of pros because yeah. that's what we do.
Absolutely.
You know, we have like a sex bag. We have, you know, we're very comfortable. So we know each other and what each other's desires are. You know, okay. We already had those conversations over multiple times. I think that before you go into a sex club, and if you are, even with your partner or not, understand, why are you going? What is the draw for you to go here?
Is it voyeurism? Is it exhibitionism?
Exactly.
Is it just to be in a different setting?
I just want to get new, more. I just want a lot of sex.
Right.
Whatever it is, why are you here?
Absolutely. I think setting your standard of pace, like with your partner.
Okay.
Right? Like you... your one person may be much, much further ahead in their personal development. of sexualizing themselves. Like, okay, I like cuckold play. I want to have a threesome with two women. I want to have a MMF or whatever you, what it is you want to do. But you need to be able to consistently communicate that, even in real time.
I'll say the last time that I went to the sex club, I brought my homegirl with me. Shout out Medina from Cocktails. And I felt like I had to be a fucking therapist that night, mm-hmm. because there was a woman who was in love with Medina. And she took Medina to the couch. They played with each other. And her man tried to join. And Medina was like, no. And the girlfriend kept playing. And I wish we could have captured this like I wanted to on Patreon. But audio fucked up. But we talked about it. And I felt responsible to talk to the boyfriend, because you could tell they're both at the sex club. I think he wanted to experience more. And yet the girlfriend was getting all of the pleasure and he didn't. And you could tell that he was getting upset. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is going to have to be a conversation. I was like, oh, Medina, you breaking couples up in here.
A lot of, but that's not
you
her
have
fault
to have the conversation.
Because, honestly, I think a lot of men want their first threesome. They're so fucking pressed for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so excited about it.
I mean, and I don't know if this would have been their first either.
I mean, I say that because I feel like if you've been around the block, you ain't getting mad at shit like that.
He seemed to me upset. And I was sitting
maybe
there
you
like,
guys have had an experience, but like know. For men to act like that, to be that thirsty to be in it.
Right.
Nah, you must not be. I just to me. And the only reason I say want their first threesome so bad is because the people I even interviewed in the Fuse episode, all of the couples that I interviewed had never been to NSFW. And every man was like, threesome.
Well, I think that's threesome. The thing too. When you go to a sex club, especially
that's what people think they're going for.
Well, especially
for
partners, it comes at a cost. So it's a little more costly than maybe your average night going to a club if you're just getting drinks. Because, you know, there's an entry fee. Mm-hmm. You bring your own bottle. You want to eat, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that there are sometimes expectations, specifically for men, to want to be involved instead of just seeing their partner, like you guys have, mm-hmm. enjoy themselves.
Can you tell us about a time that, you know, obviously you guys are friends of NSFW and you love that space, but like maybe early on in your relationship, a sex club you went to where you guys had a bad experience, not necessarily the name of a club, but just like whether something happened there, whether the way they carried it on, like what's something people should look out for?
I think any space, there's going to be bad experiences.
Okay.
Each person has their own set of standards.
And expectations.
And the thing is to rid yourself of your expectations. Mm-hmm. Your expectations provide you with an imposition on another person. Right. So like you're going to impose your expectations on another person because you see some want in them that you're carrying want for them. You're not letting them come to the table as an offering to you. Like, hey, we are celebrating our experience here together. Let's have some sex.
What about even just the venue itself or the way that the party's carried
Excuse
on?
Excuse me.
Is there anything that could be better than NSFW does better?
I think that
I'll tell you now. He liked the look of my partner loves the look and layout of NSFW.
Yeah,
and the fact that you just kind of to Caligula. There's different looks. I mean, it could look like a bar or it could look like a beautiful loft.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's definitely different looks from each one I've been to. Mm-hmm. Do you guys prefer a certain layout?
I don't. Layout's not a thing for me. Intimacy is a thing for me. Like how the atmosphere goes.
Mm.
For me, I don't
music,
sound. I'm very auditory. So if the music's too loud and I can't have a conversation with the woman next to me, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, how do I get her? How do we get to intimate? How do we have like?
Are we fucking at 1-0?
Like, yeah. Like, why are we screaming
at
each other?
Yelling at each other.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've never seen sex get carried on when a person's yelling at each other. Like, I've never seen that
Full
happen.
Valid.
Right. So
valid.
Like, please help me out here. Space. Like, she's supposed to feel comfortable so I can say my piece.
And you yelling in her ear. Yeah.
How is that sexy?
That's not sexy.
At all. Right.
And normally women, even in a regular club, that it becomes annoying because now I'm trying to hear you over loud music. Yep. And now you're just too close because I'm just bothered.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
right?
Okay. And you know, I never even thought of that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think about that all the time. The loudness of the music.
The nuance of things is how you get your things. You know what I mean? Like, if you're...
You with these one-liners.
No, I'm just saying, everybody has sex, right? Like, but like how you have it is why somebody wants you.
Do you find that... Because there's not many single men that go to a sex club too often, we find.
No, they do.
Oh, quite a
few. Well, in terms of price.
Okay,
well, yeah,
for sure.
Right? So yeah. Most sex clubs offer a couples a rate and single men are higher.
Absolutely.
Single ladies maybe free or super discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, because when couples are coming in and want to bring in a man or maybe another cuck situation,
sure,
black men are fetishized a lot. Do you join other couples that are hetero couples for like, to like, tell us about that, or maybe even your experience of maybe like, I really want a black guy. Like, has that happened?
Yeah, that is, I've had that experience. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly care for the experience.
I'm sure.
I don't care for the BBC language.
I hate that word.
If you, I mean, if you're, I search it.
I mean,
because I like to be sure that's what I'm watching. Exactly. That's what I enjoy.
You're using it to find. Yes, you're not using it to call, right? Like,
oh yeah, right. Right.
Like you're
right,
using
right.
it to like, so I'm trying to find my people. So like, I know they're using this, this button. So I'm going to press the button to get what I need. But the question is like, if you feel the person's a BBC or something like that, like they're an appendage only, like you will see like woman dates BBC. Husband loves it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, gives them a whole solid whole name. Like, oh, person, white guy crushes woman on whatever, right? BBC does this. Same action, same thing. You are an appendage. He is a solid person. Even how the porn is listed.
Yeah.
Right? So,
not even black guy.
Like, let me let you know, the BBC that I have ain't how I get down. It's my intensity that lays them. It's how I move. It's what I do, right? Like, we've had a conversation where big dicks do nothing for her, like big and feels like little because he has no intensity.
Oh, we done talked about that all
right?
the time.
So like,
yeah, big dicks don't always mean pleasurable.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't always mean I'm going to be pleased.
Right.
But there are a lot of men that come in with a big dick and think that's all they need.
Exactly.
Absolutely, right?
Agreed.
So we have this conversation and like, it's my intensity that gets them like knocked out or has their eyes rolling back or like, all you can see is the white of their eyes are clutching the fucking sheets around me. Like,
we get it.
I mean, that's just like how I plan to get down. So like how I see sex is how I come at it.
Do you enjoy though being the bull, or because you're the cuck in your relationship, like how did you just go from the bull to the cuck?
Well, your intensity is your sensitivity, right? So your sensitivity and bravery is the same thing, right? Like being vulnerable and being brave is the same thing. They're both going the same plane, right? So cuckold and bull goes on the same plane. Like I absolutely love watching her play. I don't feel inferior at all, right? Like it intensifies who I am. I also prefer I like NBA style shit. Like, so if you're going to like, we're in the league, like show me you got skills.
Oh,
please. My fucking woman. Like, so that I know that I need to raise my fucking game too.
That's a little bit of sport fucking.
No, it's not sport fucking. Like, meaning connection wise.
You put intent behind it. So I don't mean to diminish it to that.
Yeah. Like,
but I say, like, but I kind of love that there's a little of it in there and I'll tell you why.
Oh, for sure. It's a power dynamic.
Yeah. Because like, I've never got to have that, like a man that's got to watch someone else with me and then like, oh, hell no. Like now I got to.
Well, I want
to. It's not an oh, hell no for like feeling like I absolutely love.
But you're still
love,
about to put it down after because.
No, it's not even like that. Like when we go home, I will be like, tell me all the dudes you want to fuck. Like I want to hear how wild you are.
And see, this is crazy. This is the kind of dynamic that is weird for me. So my relationship, he is very much, you sound like him right now. And I'm just
we
like,
connect, though.
But
I, like
I know y'all be talking. And now I'm like, damn, nigga, did you get my nigga thinking like this? But when we talk, that's the thing. He is like, you know, I know who you were before because I probably overshare the partners for sure. And how many I had before him. And so he's like, I never want to feel like I'm holding you back.
Right.
And so when we go to those clubs, he'd be like, you're good. Go get dick. Go. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I just want to have you. But also the fact that I love that you're saying that, he said the same thing. Like, I know what I do in the bedroom.
Right.
Like, I don't mind if someone else comes in and pleases you. And I want to lead that into the hors d'oeuvre. Do you have any tips for couples that are interested in the cuck or bull dynamic? What would be your tip to someone considering it? They haven't done it yet, but they've been talking about it. What would be your advice to a couple looking to engage in this? As like, from the woman perspective and from the male perspective.
I love that.
So for like, is it the woman wanting this?
Yes.
Okay. Be honest. I think that's one of the things that I would say is that if you are thinking about it, just say, hey, I really want to, you know, try someone new. How do you feel about that? And start off that conversation. It's, yeah. And then also the person receiving that is being secure within themselves to say, okay, let's sit this down and not feel like it is a jab on who they are. You know, when we first started dating and also going into sex clubs and things like that, you know, we had a lot of conversations beforehand of what this means for our relationship. How do we feel if we're in a, you know, different situations? You know, we've talked it out. And I think that's the most important thing is it all starts with a conversation.
What was your first experience like? Like, did you watch porn? Not even together. I mean, like, how did you know this was your thing? Because now it seems like you've mastered it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, you both are very confident, right? Like, of course, we all have kinks to work out. But like, yeah, how did you know you were into this lifestyle?
So I became a, so I discovered being in like BDSM. So I came into this through kink. And this was about 6 years ago. And I had a domestic slave. He would come in, you know, clean my house.
I need one of them. Where you get them from?
She'll help you.
Talk?
Yeah. And he just cleaned your house.
He loved it.
Did he pay you for it?
He didn't pay for it. No, I was a lifestyle dom. I wasn't a professional at that time.
Oh, got it, got it.
So, I mean, I'm still a lifestyle dom. And I was actually getting ready to go on a date. So I was, so while he was cleaning up, I was kind of like figuring out what to wear, things like that. And he told me, he was like, you know, if there's any, if next time I would love to help you get ready to go on your date. And as soon as he said that, I was like,
I want one of these.
I was like, man, I would love to be in a relationship where I can go out and like, you know, date or fuck other men or do. And like,
the
I was like,
slave let you know that. That's so dope.
Right.
And that is crazy.
I didn't know. Right. I didn't know. So this was very early on. You know, me going through my discovery of kink. So I didn't even know that there was a formal name for it. It wasn't until about a year later when I was in my FLR that my then boyfriend said, well, I'm a bit of a cuck. And I was like, what is this? And he explained it. He goes, oh my God, it had a name. It has a name. What?
I wonder if we draw people like, sometimes I think about that. You know, you met someone and ended up with someone that's into kinky shit. Me and Obe have endless threesomes. You guys found each other. Like, do people smell it on you?
I mean, I think that you do project. I mean, I think
you
it also,
said it earlier, right?
But, like, I mean, I think it also comes in conversations, you know, who you're comfortable and who you just know can receive the information to where once you find someone that you know you can be yourself with in and out the bedroom, it's like this huge, you know, weight lifted off your shoulder, especially as a woman, to be able to tell your partner, I really want other dick. Like, I had a nigga text me at 4 a.m. My man was coming over that day and I said, babe, you won't believe what nigga thought he was going to get pussy at 4 a.m. And that's just a conversation. I didn't feel like I had to hide it from him. And like, so it's just a way to where you guys can enjoy each other without hiding things. I want to ask you before we get into fully cuck, before we get out of here, what advice would you give to a man as far as confidence of maybe entering the cuck situation where he doesn't feel emasculated?
Don't live in your bravado. Like,
I don't even know what that means. What's a bravo channel, like Andy Cohen?
Like, men are fragile. Like, absolutely.
Oh,
like, paper thin fragile with water on it. Like, women run the sex arena. Like, it's a matriarch society. So you have to understand that you're offering yourself as like a pleasure. Like, okay, here's who I am, blah, blah, blah. Here's, and women will say, I'm drawn to you. I would like to sleep with you. Men, if they're looking for their women or looking for their women's likes, looking for a fantasy for her, if they are absolutely have a fetish for this kink, they're looking for a man that's going to be something their woman probably would never get.
As someone who's so dom, what's your dynamic in your relationship now? Because your girlfriend's a dom. Do you feel that, like,
I love this question.
You're smiling, but like, seriously, like, are you subbing at home? Do you feel?
Yeah, well, neither one of us is. Yeah, neither one of us is.
She said, "Bitch, please."
Really did, with a smirk.
Yeah, like, neither one of us. I mean, I don't consider myself dom or alpha or any of those things. Like, I'm me, right? Mm-hmm. And
okay,
dead ass.
You just don't want to say sub.
No, you're saying you don't consider yourself that way.
I don't consider myself any of those things. Like,
but it's given dom.
What's that?
You know what is given.
But you,
you
give
know
Dom,
you got.
And she gives Dom. So that's right. Also that's also strange to me because you, I don't know if those dynamics to work, especially for as long as it has. You don't really see two Doms together. Like, I've definitely become a sub with my man being as Dom as he is. So it's weird because you guys still both have very Dom-like energy.
Right. And that's what I'm saying to you. Like, we figured a way to bridge our likings and our and our fetishes and our kinks versus, like, you must do this or I must take this place on you. Like, who are you alpha to during the day? Mm-hmm. Who are you walking around telling what to do? Like, outside of your job, if you're a boss. But, like, people are like, I'm Dom on these, like, if you go on Field or whatever, like, okay, that. Like, feel, I'm Dom, judged. I'm alpha, and all this. Like,
I'm Dom.
Like, but who are you Dom with, right? Like, so yeah. I'm not.
The world.
My, exactly. Like, my only feeling is, like, to bridge my, my likeness with her, right? So that I can get what I need and she can get what she needs. She's, like, at some point, she's very possessive. And for me, I need to be able to have communication so I can move through things.
Talk about that, because I'm possessive, too, but I'm in a non-monogamous relationship.
Like, possessive. Yeah. She's like, I jealousy just comes with me and it comes with everyone and you just have to deal.
Not a true, like, yeah. Not a, so, well, let me explain. Mm. Like, when I say I'm possessive, I like a lot of, like, ownership of somebody. And it's not necessarily, but it's not like
not
a possessive, like,
elbows.
You can't, obviously, like, the partners I've had sleep with other people and I'm in a non-monogamous relationship, but the possessiveness comes from this weird place. And sometimes I can't explain it because I am this person or people will think I'm lying because they'll see me get possessive. But I want to know, what the fuck? You guys are on here because you allow each other to do your thing. How does your possessiveness work?
I mean, I would say overall, I mean, I can get possessive in certain situations. That's the thing.
Is he aware of those situations?
Oh yeah,
I know. Okay.
There's an eyebrow.
He's aware. He's okay. Aware. And the thing is, you know, I love him pleasing other women because there's a lot of bad sex out there. You know?
Oh, and you're helping all of us.
I'll be wanting to share it too, girl. I'll be like, look what I got, bitch! It is coming home with me. That are we there?
Are we there? That's what I'm like. Yeah, I want you to feel this way. I want it to be like I always talk, like, if we have a kid, I want to go to some PTA meetings and, like, other women are like, girl, that's your husband.
Like, for real?
Like, girl, I know. And she just
I was just gonna ask, like, if you guys are parents, actually.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love that. He said the PTA meeting.
Yeah, like,
But go back to that possessive state in the situation.
I love sharing him. And I think that if I could make a woman realize, like, know that there are men out there that's not out there for them, that want to please you. Awesome. You know, like, when her eyes roll back, love it. Cause I'm there with you, girl. I see it. It is when she feels that she wants to take him.
How do you know when, what makes you feel that way?
It's like a gut feeling.
Is there they want to have sex privately? Do you guys have sex privately with other people?
We do have sex, like, without each other present. We have done that before. But it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a feeling that I get that they are sending messages to him privately. We have group texts for a reason. I love seeing her say, oh, I think he's hot. Oh my God, he fucked me so well. Like, that turns me on. But if you're doing it privately and saying, you know.
Is it when I've always felt like that, when there's no camaraderie, you're almost like, I was going to use the word sisterhood between me and another girl. Like, most unicorn, most girls that I've brought into the room with me, like, not are over the top, but they're very clear that they're, like, there for me too. Or not even if they're not fucking with me, but, like, that they get the dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking to me, they're looking at me, and then it's not a real approval, like, go suck his dick now, but, like, they know that we've got something before they do it. They like the comfortability first. When people don't want that, that's when I'm on high alert.
That's how I feel.
So they can just not give a fuck.
That's how I feel, is that when I feel that they are not respectful of our relationship, that's when the possessiveness and the jealousy.
And is that something that you check the woman on, or do you check him on to make sure, look, he said it's my okay.
I tell
she's
him. Done.
She's checked some women, but, like, it's really like, hey, I don't like her. Right. And it's I don't like her for specific reasons, or this is what she did. And, like, for me, I'm not in her perspective, right? So I'm not her. I'm possibly playing or doing something where I wasn't aware.
I was getting my dick sucked, but what did you see, babe?
Right, like, absolutely like that. You know what I mean? Like, let's be clear what's happening. You know what I mean? Because I she's my fun.
Has this ever happened in the reverse?
Where
felt a little possessive? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'll tell her. I don't even know if she knows this.
Yes, we spilling the tea.
This is like Jerry Springer. Put the camera on.
Wait, what is it?
We were actually at an SOW last week or something like that. And it's rare that she... last week. I mean, I'm thinking of the time. It was, I was sitting up in the front near the door, so I wasn't even in the play areas, like you said, like just chilling.
Smoking, making sure everybody's cool.
Getting it lit, right? And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, babe, like, rumps my back, sits down next to me. And she's like, oh, I want you to meet this guy. So I look up from my shit like, oh, who is this nigga? like dead ass. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, being vulnerable is how you move forward. Right. So like I looked up. Okay. She's like, oh, he plays basketball and this and that and whatever. You know,
damn,
giving me
I'm
the rundown.
Basketball player.
Give me the rundown, right? And she's like, I know you like to hoop and blah, blah, blah. So she's trying to make the connection too, like make sure like I'm good. Like he likes the things you like. Here's the bridging, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be cool. Let him put his dick in me, okay? Thanks. I see the move, okay?
Okay.
I see the move. So she's trying to like make sure I'm good. And she, like he, I guess like turned away and she's like, I want to fuck him. I'm like, okay, like why this dude, right? So in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm about to find out, like, why you want to fuck this dude, like. And honestly, it was nothing. Like it was just
so
like,
weird how we get like that. Right?
You get like, why him? You know what I mean? And out of all the dudes that we've seen multiple times, why this dude? Like,
said that about your man too. Like, you
have
know
you
what I mean? Like,
No, not yet.
Not yet. But like,
I just don't be knowing sometimes. Okay,
right, like so, like
what?
But it's one of those things. Like, I was like, you should fuck him. I'm like, okay, but like this dude came out of nowhere, right? So she brought him to me, which is like a whole other kind of level.
Oh, you
like,
generally are.
Well, she's
scouting
she's,
together. Is that why?
Oh, I'm always scouting for her. Aww. Like, I'm always like, what about that dude? What about that guy right there? Because I want to have a good time.
Okay, I don't like how you may be talking to my man too much. He does that when we there, and I'm like, babe, I'm good. You can go and have fun. But he be asking me, like, you good with him?
How often do you get to be wild? Honestly.
Honestly, okay. Maybe I'm starting to think it's in your head now.
But it's not in my head. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
I think the time
that I've been to the sex club
used
before,
to being with this person,
it was just with a partner.
I think this is.
But this is someone that genuinely, like I said, if I met him at a different time, I used to come on this podcast and say, I need a nigga who will let me keep all my hoes.
Right, but I'm saying.
I'm in a position now where, but he's fulfilling in everything to where I don't need anything from anyone.
Right.
Like, I'm so fulfilled.
Do you feel fulfilled?
Yeah.
I think most people, I feel fulfilled too, but it don't mean I don't want to fuck somebody else.
I just haven't been there yet.
But I think you're not there yet. Right? The fulfilling part is that she can. She has the option. I like women who have options. Yo, yeah. I don't want you. I got to get with this dude or that dude. Like, I want her to be like, yo.
Because I didn't do it for two years.
And because she chose me, makes me better.
But it takes a minute, too, because you want to kind of be together. And I think for anyone listening who sees this dynamic, like, people have asked me, like, what happened to Olve because I'm fucking other people. And it's like, the non-monogamy has been there. It's just that after 2 years, that's when I was kind of like, okay, now I really understand what my relationship is. Now that there's a comfortability, now I know where it's going. Now I can fuck someone else without being scared. Because when someone tells you that at first, you're kind of like, no, but I love you. I want you to know I love you. Like, don't worry, I don't need other dick.
There's a lot of reassuring that comes with that.
Yeah.
I mean, me and him have...
Both sides.
I mean, but he's been like, I don't want you to ever feel like I would look at you differently.
Right.
I don't want you to, you know, feel as though I'm going to judge you or think of you on a lower way because you decided to be with another partner. And I think that that's what's so amazing about, I'm so glad that we started this show to have these conversations, because cheating or having sex with another person is a deal breaker for so many people that they're fucking holding hands right now.
It's so funny because mine, like, is cheating but not having sex with another person. My deal breaker is cheating.
Bro,
but having
don't
sex
lie
with
to me.
Well.
It's, different.
With
another it's different.
It's different.
But there's a level of betrayal and lying. Don't lie to me. Right. And if we're into this space where I can genuinely tell you a nigga texted me and wanted this pussy and I got offered to be flown out, but I didn't really want to go. Like, to have that level of honest conversations, you do feel betrayed when you're like, bro, I'm so honest with you and you still felt the need to lie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I let you fuck other people in front of me and you still chose to do it behind my back.
It's almost worse.
Like, it's almost like, because when you
are a monogamous couple that and you have the urge, it's like you... If you're monogamous, you knew you were breaking something. You knew it was going to hurt me in some way. And I'm not saying that lying is like protecting anyone, but it's more understandable that you're lying in that situation. But when lying goes on within an open situation, it's like non-negotiable.
Can I ask you guys real quick too, before we get out of here, in the sense of cuck and lifestyle and swinging, what then counts as cheating? In this space where technically we're open, technically we swing, technically I know you're with other people. What then is cheating in this sense?
For me, I think holding back your desire and not being able to work it out, willfully working it out. Like, you can always move past your jealousy. You can always resolve an issue. If you're trying to hold it back, then it's like to me, that's like a cheat to our team. Like me and you on the same team, right? You get beat. And I'm like, yo, man, you got beat baseline. You need to work on this. And you're like, I ain't working on this. Like, we in the game, bro. Like, right. What you mean?
No, you're on the baseline. And
yeah, you keep letting us
and
get beat.
And that's why she came up there and said, babe, he likes basketball.
He likes basketball like you. She knew.
I knew.
But like point to scope, you just like, is more of a cheat to me if you're unwilling to work it out, but you will continue to like sleep with other dudes. Like while we're going through the situation and I'm like, oh, do you want to tell me what's going on with your desire or blah 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 blah, you're like, nah, I want to tell you none of that, but you're fucking other dudes. You know what I mean? Saying like randomly, like we may swap some situations.
It's almost like I think when you're doing these things, like I don't like non-monogamy when the relationship isn't good.
Right.
Because that means exactly.
That means you're searching for something that I'm not giving you. And
well
now
put.
That
That's
needs
exactly to be.
Because it's really the truth. Like, we are all in non-monogamous situations because of comfortability. So if we're uncomfortable, that don't mean you just fuck someone else because we can't fuck right now.
Absolutely.
Right. Oh. Okay. I like that you said that. What about you? What would be considered cheating to you?
Them bitches that's texting on the side.
Right?
She know about them all.
I know everything. Yeah, he shares everything with me.
So you're me then.
She can read my phone too much. She can do whatever she wants.
Everything.
Like, same. You know, she's got the power.
Yeah.
I got the power.
Absolutely. She's She-Ra.
I would say the same thing. If he's like holding back, if he, you know, he tells me something, even though he knows it's going to make me upset.
Do you think oversharing is necessary in a dynamic like this?
Yeah, good question. I need to know, because my friends all think I overshare. So, but in the, none of them are in the dynamic that Weezy's in, or that I'm in, or even that y'all are in.
Uh-huh.
What do you believe in oversharing in this type of non-monogamous dynamic of a relationship?
Not for me. I mean, I would consider myself an overshare, but what's oversharing? Like, being able to share all of me with her, is that a problem? Right? Like, I'm absolutely going to tell her everything that I possibly can so that we can have a more intense situation and that we are like having the best time. And you know, she feels it. She can walk around like, you know, my man gives me all the deets.
I see why they hate you, to be honest with you.
Like, give me all the deets. You know,
I'm going to be real with you here.
Because it's not like good sex, granted, like girls are shady, but it's just hard. Like, honestly, we've had even listeners comment about, like your sex life perfect, or you're talking about relationship being this way, or everything's so perfect. And it is really hard.
They be acting like my shit is perfect, but it is.
Well, I'm saying just even making that comment, people don't find their perfect partner or things that they want. So like, it is really hard to find someone that is just as for women as like we are when we're like, go be a hoe. Like, you guys may not use that term, but that's essentially what our men are doing, right? Like, in just in this funner way. But like, yeah, I get it. Not that I get why someone wants... I mean, I am saying that. I don't mean it disrespectfully, I guess I'm saying. But it's just like, people really feel like, why can't I have that instead of celebrating for you?
Right. And that's my thing is that, you know, why can't you say, that's amazing, I need to find someone like that?
Because the first thing someone should say is, where your brother's at? Where your friend's at? And instead, like,
I'm trying.
When your girl gonna be gone? Right.
I mean, I just picked up a new best friend for sure. And he's very similar to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very similar to me in the thought process.
Thank you so much for listening to our decisions. I need him to pull the Instagram out.
He's low on the Instagram count too. Like, he's really not for that.
I love that shit, yeah, dude.
Like, my man ain't on Instagram. Yeah. I told you. Give me the hoes. Okay.
I'm on Instagram so I can look at pics. I'm assuming he doesn't have the selfies for you, but yeah.
I mean, I can show you my phone.
If you meet your man on Instagram, at this point, he has a small dick and gets jealous because all the men who are in this lifestyle, like, a lot of them do not have social media.
Bro, I love a few thousand and under. And really, if I meet some, I met a dude the other day who had 180. And I was like, damn, I would
have. I got 62.
Wait, 62?
Yeah. Like, that's a money for, because I don't care. Like, I absolutely don't do any social media.
He's like, because I get pussy in real life.
In real life.
I was we were talking about this before we came, and I was like, listen, I understand about having like googubs of followers, like, dude, like tons and tons of people, but honestly, if my followers were like you and I got 300 top-notch women, tell me how dope that is. Like,
that's 300
true. Like Cardi B, Mandy, Weezy, like these are people, like these are people who are following
me. That's facts. If you could pick a top, like a 500, I don't know, because I'm not
right?
on Instagram.
Like, you're the kind of guy who pulls the top.
But it's like, if you don't have anything to sell on IG.
No, that makes sense.
But imagine just your, Beyonce has a Finsta.
You're right.
She has, Beyonce has, I think, maybe like 400 people on a different Instagram, maybe 300 or something like that, where she actually posts every day. And it's like, people she fucks with.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that. A lot of celebrities have that.
Like, I would rather be that.
The niggas in the league that be hitting me on their Finstas.
I want. I be
like,
bad.
Man, look at this nigga.
Right, like, yo, he pulls her. Okay, perfect. Like, Mandy fucked with him. Weezy fucked with him.
I mean,
as in person. No, okay, I mean, as in person. Yeah. Not
you like
me
here,
like, not
yeah,
even
fucked.
No, he's him, very right.
Tell me you haven't met a guy. I have recently, when I went to LA, he had like 800 followers, but we were at a really popping party. And I was like, okay. Because you're assuming maybe you're an industry person, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're just cool with people. When I click on his Instagram, I just follow these random, like, I follow a bunch of hot girls. They all followed him.
Exactly.
And I felt like such a bird. Because I was like, damn.
For sure.
But
why okay, then maybe he's just a hoe.
I mean,
Trick. No, I can't name a nigga.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying, like.
Or they're just a super cool guy.
Maybe
like
dude
here,
has
right?
just good pull, right? You're just like, yo, I would secret that fuck the shit out of this nigga. Like I scroll this nigga's pictures, or I love what he's saying so much that I reread his erotica. Like, oh, okay, I'm down for this nigga. Like, sneak
peek. Which, before we do get out of here, because both of you guys do at least have a Twitter, but you do have an OnlyFans where you have erotica, like, yeah. Actors. Like, you really get into that, clearly, which is why you were so beautiful in speaking the words you were saying. Yeah. So, real quick, before we get out of here, since you're not big on Instagram and stuff, where else then can someone find you if they don't just happen to bump into you at the sex club?
Well, the thing is, she's pushing me to like raise up my Instagram, like do okay. more. So like, I've been putting my erotica and stuff out there, like some images here and there.
So it's erotica images. Is it poems? Is it writing?
All of
what
the
type
above.
Of erotica art? Because that's kind
okay.
of
exactly. I like to editorialize my sex. So I would think
like to do. She used to send me pictures of black and white. In her pussy
fire, right?
wide open with a dick in it.
I'm like,
bro, why fire. Is it in black and white?
You know like, what? You know what that comes from? When you fuck a lot and you've seen a lot, it's why you're probably watching amateur shit now.
I am watching.
It's the same
now.
Thing.
I just started.
You're
watching
seeing it so much, really? And now you need a different level of the art.
It's a it's a sense of intimacy, right? Like intensity at the same time. So for me, being able to capture that in camera. Or like, and then make show you my library of year. Like, so many years are in my library.
I feel so bad for the people about to hit y'all up. Like, it's like,
my OnlyFans is simply just a gallery of my pics and videos that I've done before.
So your OnlyFans is what? And then I also want you to give out your Twitter as well, because you're more active on Twitter than
he
is.
Sure.
Yeah.
So go ahead and drop your links. Okay. Sorry, guys, we didn't make it to home mail because we were just so enthralled in the cuckold experience, the swinging lifestyle, the non-monogamy. And it's been, I don't know, the last couple we've had on the couch. We did get to do the poly couple during COVID, but what couple have we had outside of the one who kept making us delete the YouTube video because they came on here and said they had 50 plus threesomes and didn't know our reach. So the girl kept reporting the goddamn
video. Why do you think
video.
We asked you guys 10 times? You sure gonna be on camera? Sure gonna be on camera?
That's why we asked you, because I mean, when it came out, like, you will, like, our reach is large, but this is a space where so many people of color are curious, but want to meet like-minded people mm-hmm. of sure. color. Right. So you may get asked questions. You may get reached out by that for people that want to join or, you know, are curious about how you started. And that's why, like, we were like, y'all sure? Because y'all about to get flooded.
Yeah,
so
I mean.
So anyways, drop your links. Where can they reach out to you, whether it's on OnlyFans, Twitter, okay. Instagram? Drop your shit.
Okay, for me, my OnlyFans is OnlyFans at the Manslithers. And on Instagram, it's the Manslithers or at the Manslithers. And you can find me also on Reddit at the Manslithers. So on all platforms.
What was the last one?
At Reddit. Yeah.
Oh, Reddit.
Reddit.
Okay,
like,
I'll join.
Okay.
Yeah, you check those out.
Socks and Sex is my Reddit.
Yeah. Not the Reddit thread. And what about you, so, Mistress D?
Yeah.
Petite D?
Miss Petite D. Yeah. So my website is MissPetiteDNYC.com. And all of my social handles is MissPetiteD_NYC.
Yeah.
By the way, all of those will be in the description of this episode. So if you didn't catch it, make sure you go to the description of this episode. That will be on the YouTube. That will be in the Apple description. That will be with y'all Android users over at the Google app. Is that what they use? I don't know what the little Android people be using, but it'll be in
Google
the description.
Play Store.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, oh, wait, Google no. Play.
Google.
Yeah, Google it's also Play. Google Podcasts.
It will also be in the description on the iHeart Radio app. We are proud members of the Black Effect. Shout out to Charlamagne, who has been supporting us all the way back when we were with LSN and before that. So shout out Black Effect. Also, we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. As you guys know, we are dropping now 4 bonus episodes a month. There is now an archive of well over 100 episodes. We also are starting a WD vlog series for our $20 tier patrons. So Weezy has had her makeup artist at her house and gave you a tour of her home. I'll be giving you a tour of my home soon. We've picked out LED lights for the studio. Mm-hmm. You get to see our interaction with guests and what a day of
really
shooting WD looks like. There's a lot of content over there. And then once a month, we also have a live town hall. So you guys get to come in and record a live episode of Horrible Decisions with us where you guys get to join in on the conversation. So that's at patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. Thank you guys
we
so much.
We are opening our second space. If you are watching this video, WTF Media Studios, thank you so much for all being a part of our family and finding us on Brilliant or Flagrant or even here or Wayno or whoever. We are getting so busy, we've had to open the space next door. And we hired a Black girl. Shout out to Jordan. And this is a Chinese-owned building. Okay, we are hitting all the fucking marks except for the white ones. And I hope I just texted Views in the middle of this. I was like, yeah, we need their episode. We need the Sex Club episode to come out.
Oh, that's you were texting.
Oh, nice.
I was. Because I think it makes sense. Like, we've just talked so much about it and you guys mm-hmm. are part of it. So it's dope. But yeah, come support Box B. Check it out. Come through, meet our team and record here because it's amazing.
Also, guys, as you know, I am the owner, the founder of Official Box Owner. And as you guys may see on the table, we have my products there. So it's the Yummy Box, which is the apple cider vinegar gummies, and the Balance Box, which is the pH balanced boric acid suppositories. So make sure you cop those. For the Whore Hive, use promo code WDP and get 15% off of your purchase. Again, thank you guys.
Thank you
so very much for joining us.
So much fun.
And again, I just love the in-depth conversation we just had. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it too. Make sure you follow us on YouTube. Search Horrible Decisions. We pop up. You guys can see the full episode there. And also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Twitter at Horrible Pod. And Instagram at Horrible Decisions. We're leaving you with a 5-minute bonus clip of our Patreon. Make sure you subscribe. And thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
All right. This was like December, like right before Christmas. And this dude that I have been seeing for like over a year, we finally linked up again after like a couple months. And it was just not good. He had whiskey dick. He had cocaine dick. It was just horrible. So he was driving me home and I texted my other mans. I was like, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. You know, it just happened.
Wait.
There's my story.
Wait. So his dick just wasn't getting up. So you just made plans with another dick that you knew was going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy? I never really shared this, but one of the niggas that I pegged, we never fucked because he had coke dick. And I was so off because I don't, you know, most my niggas don't be doing coke. They just do fucking like 10 blunts in a row. Coke dick, I'm telling y'all now, does not get up. Coke dick is like a little flaccid little baby thing that just stay there. So like,
it's impossible.
I pegged this nigga all night long and then pegged him in the morning and his dick just didn't get up because of the coke. Do you have a different experience,
that's
Weezy?
That's true. Yeah, like I've only had sex with black men that have done coke with me. Like, but them niggas are hard.
Well, he's an expert in doing that. So he definitely did a lot, not like one or two lines. Like,
yeah, nah, this nigga
he was doing it all night.
This nigga
see,
definitely.
When I be on my party shit, like when I'm on my 7 a.m. shit, like niggas be doing coke at the spot. So. Yeah, he was like dumb hard. Now, maybe because it was his first time. And then like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't gonna hold you, bruh. The nigga that I like, and I think he was nervous because this was his first time being pegged and we had talked it out for so long. And he knew I was coming with the big body, bitch. So when I pegged him.
Not the big body.
Maybe he did extra lines of coke because that I didn't get fucked that night or the morning. Like,
cause see, a lot of people say that coke makes you crazy horny. So a lot of niggas can fuck for hours.
I mean, his booty hole was opening up, bitch. I ain't gonna hold you.
So he was ready for that.
That
yeah. There have been times when it's like, sorry to keep cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
When
that's what
it'll
we do,
be
yeah,
like,
Amber.
He would just be doing it. They'll be doing it all night, and he's just like, I can't even come. But then sometimes he just can't get it up at all. Like you can't even get to that point. So that's what it was that time.
So like. Molly or like any kind of drug like a hyper drug, I can never have an orgasm.
See, and Molly, bitch, you remember I fucked that nigga in the car out after the club, bitch. I wanted some Molly dick, but coke dick, that shit don't do shit, bro. It's like hitty dick actually get hard. Coke dick don't get hard, bro. I don't know how you getting hard coke dick. Maybe they snorting baking powder. Cause bitch, coke dick be flaccid, bro. It be flaccid.
I guess someone said in my experience, I don't know, like, bitch, I be getting them niggas ready, child. Anyway, I will tell you, since y'all say I'm bringing her up, when me and Scissors used to, like, party hard, like, we went to Paris, we did some fucking coke, and her and I fucked for, like, 3 hours, and she was like, bitch, I'm never gonna come, and now it's starting to hurt. I was like, me too, but I don't want to stop. Bitch, we had to get a barrier for the scissoring. That's how long we was lasting.
A bear. All right.
We didn't stop.
And we're going to leave off with one of the sexcapades. Sip, and I have to know a story if you've done this. Sip, if you've had sex with a staff member of a hotel or resort while staying there.
That's wild.
Dr. E, you slurping, bitch.
Hold on, wait. Who's the girl that's working at the hotel right now? Oh, it's a spa.
No, that's a spa. Me. Wait, a lot of y'all aren't drinking, and I feel some type of way. Trey, Jen, Jay, Suwap, Shay. Damn, a lot of this is rhyming. I sound like I'm rapping. Like, damn. Okay, so Dr. E, can you what hotel was this? Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby. Go ahead. You done slurped, and I saw you slurp. Was he that fine? Did he turn your sheets down? What happened?
Oh my God.
He was at the front desk.
Bitch, did he lose his job?
No.
So how did
discount codes?
Oh, now I still get discount codes. How did you let him know that you wanted him to come to your room?
I told him he was cute and he should come to my room. What time you get off? I'm blood.